Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Resistance ready against strong neoliberal wave in Europe in the coming days. This week, several social movements and organizations from different parts of the world will meet in Brussels, Belgium, to hold activities parallel to a new European Union Community of Latin American and Caribbean States summit on June the 10th and 11th. Real World Radio interviewed Lucy Ortiz, Economic Justice, Resistance, Neoliberalism Program Coordinator of Friends of the Earth International, which will be present in Brussels. There are several elements that make it especially interesting for social movements to be present in Brussels this week. The agenda around the struggle to dismantle corporate power and expose corporate abuses against local communities and human rights, and to warn about the serious threats posed by several trade agreements under negotiation, will be on the table. The European Parliament is expected to decide on June the 10th in Strasbourg, France, whether it will advance on the negotiations of the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership with the US. In addition, the European Union CELAC meeting can be important for the interests of Mercosur and the European Union to advance on the negotiation of a free trade agreement, which has been taking place for years. And on top of it all, the Intergovernmental Working Group, mandated by the UN Human Rights Council, will hold its first session on July the 6th and the 9th, aiming to establish binding regulations for transnational corporations on human rights. The 3D Alliance, that gathers the organizations that have been supporting this process, will host a week of mobilization in Geneva. And for this reason, the group will take advantage of Brussels this week to advance on the preparations. Real World Radio interviewed Lucy Ortiz about these issues and more.
Real World Radio is interviewing Lucia Ortiz. She is the Economic Justice and Resisting Neoliberalism Program's coordinator from Friends of the Earth International. And we are having this opportunity to talk before the beginning of the summit between the European Union and the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States. Lucia, welcome to Real World Radio.
Thank you, Jose.
Lucia, the next Wednesday on June the 10th and also on Thursday will be taking place in Brussels this new summit between the European Union and the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, as I said before. Which is what is going to be the agenda of Friends of the Earth International for those days, Lucia?
Friends of the Earth International is taking part of the organization of days of mobilization around EU CELAC meeting. Historically, with other social movements, we have been taking part in people's forums around the meetings of heads of the states of both blocs, Latin America and Caribbean and European Union. Because of the threats of the policies related to trade and investment and cooperation agreements between those blocs, because of the effects these kind of agreements have been in peoples in Latin America especially, but also because of this kind of agreements has been given more and more power to the corporations, while we together in both regions and with movements all over the world, we are fighting for rights for the people and not for corporations. We are fighting for a legally binding treaty to control corporate power and end corporate impunity and violations to human rights. So this week, it's an opportunity to put together again the historical agendas of the social movements in Europe and Latin America. It is a historical moment also because while we are celebrating 10 years of defeating the free trade agreements of Americas in Latin America, Europe is facing a similar threat of those times and even with more problematic threats to people's sovereignty and state sovereignty that is brought by the transatlantic trade agreement being negotiated between European Union and United States. So that is a public forum that is going on from 8th to the 10th with very interesting programs, public meetings, press conference, including the presence of parliamentarians from European Union and trade unions from Latin America and other social movements. There, we are going to be building two different blocks that we see as complementary for public debate. One, it is about people's sovereignty, access to justice, and dismantling corporate power. That is all the process of people's tribunal to judge corporations for their violations and environmental crimes, and also the fight for a legally binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights. And another building block that is about the new generation trade and investment agreements, including the Transatlantic Agreement, the TISA Agreement on Services, and also the TPP, that is the Trans-Pacific Agreement involving U.S., Asia, and Latin American countries.
Okay, Lucia, will be the organizations and social movements which are part of the dismantle corporate capture or corporate power campaign, where the organizations which are part of this campaign are going to be there also in Brussels next week?
Yes, the leading the program of the days of mobilizations are led by the campaign to dismantle corporate power that Friends of the Earth is part of, along with La Via Campesina, the World March of Women, trade unions as the Confederation of Trade Unions of Americas, and also TNI as an organization CEO, that is the Corporate Europe Observatory, many other organizations, the Social Hemispheric Alliance. We have a list of organizations that are working together in support to build this agenda and also to work with local movements in Belgium and with trade unions like CNE, working together to denounce the influence of corporations in the negotiations between the two blocs, but also the architecture of impunity that is more and more pushed by the states that are signing new trade and investment agreements. And that is a big effort in Europe to block the transatlantic agreement to be passed. And during the same week, in the week of the 8th of June, there will be a process of voting in Strasbourg in the European Union Parliament that is also related to the position from the parliamentarians about the transatlantic. So Friends of the Earth Europe is also involved in a big campaign and a petition for the parliamentarians to vote against the transatlantic agreement. And we hope that this success campaign would have the results also during the days of mobilizations, while other movements, especially from Latin America, are also in Brussels to celebrate this together.
Yeah, Lucia, I was going to talk just about that point that you mentioned at the end. It's almost a fact. We don't know exactly the day, but maybe on next Wednesday, on June the 10th, that the European Parliament is going to vote about this transatlantic trade and investment partnership with the United States. On May 28, the International Trade Commission of the European Parliament voted in favor of these negotiations with the United States, but it has to be voted again by the whole European Parliament. So this is, I guess that this is something which is worrying Friends of the Earth International. Friends of the Earth Europe has been doing denounces several times in the last years. I have to say that these negotiations started at mid-2013. I can mention, for example, Natasha Shingodi from Friends of the Earth Europe saying that this agreement is mainly focusing on non-trade barriers, regulations between the EU and the US that are protecting citizens and the environment, that it has not only to do with trade, but also with non-trade barriers. There was a big worry in Friends of the Earth Europe about the secret of the negotiations. They were always asking for the papers. So how do you see the next week in Brussels in terms of what the organizations of Friends of the Earth Europe and also Friends of the Earth International can do regarding to this moment in Strasbourg in France?
Friends of the Earth groups in many countries in Europe are carrying out campaigns against the transatlantic agreement, denouncing the secrecy, the threats behind it, because otherwise it wouldn't be so secret. And especially talking about the threats of deregulations of policies. Most of these policies were victories led by social movements, by civil society organizations, including the policies on energy, on environment, and toxics and chemicals. So all these regulations are under threat, also because the transatlantic agreement carries on chapters on protection of investors. So we have been seeing this in Latin America, these models when the corporations are able now to suit governments on international private courts and suit governments and ask for billionaires grants for these judgments that are impartial judgments and that really threats the sovereignty of the state. And so this is something that has been for many, many years also highlighted by social movements in Latin America. And we had this similar threats at the time that free trade agreements of Americas were proposed. And after that, we had the implementation of this system of disputes between investors and states. And we have also, like in the case of Ecuador now, the model or the experience of a public audit in those kind of trade and investment agreements to show how bad it can be for general public, for public interest, and for some specific sectors of the economy that are led by peasants, that are led by local economies, especially how it threatens the ability of the state to regulate and to develop policies in favor of public interest. So I think it's a big opportunity now to highlight and to show at the international level what Friends of the Earth groups are doing at the national level in Europe against transatlantic agreement, but especially to make the connection with past and current struggles against the free trade regime in other countries, and also because as we call this new generation agreements, including TTIP, that is a transatlantic, TISA, and TPP, the Trans-Pacific. They are in a model that other countries can jump in, like in the TPP and the TISA case, in the middle of negotiations, just agreeing in what has been negotiated before. So really to open up the public services and national economies for corporations in a way that they can be threatening and also suiting our states for any new policy developments that can be done in favor of people.
Lucia, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Lucia, I was going to ask, because you are from Brazil, just a few weeks ago, Tabaré Vázquez, the president of Uruguay, visited Dilma Rousseff, Brazilian president, and one of the things that were put on the table in their talks was the issue of the free trade agreement between the Southern Common Market, named Mercosur, and the European Union, also a negotiation which has been lasting years until the moment. And maybe and both presidents and also the ministers that were with them sent a message at some point in favor of this agreement and these negotiations. And maybe in that sense also this meeting between the community of Latin American and Caribbean states and the European Union would be seen, and is being seen, I guess, by Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay. Argentina is not exactly in the same line as Uruguay and Brazil, but it can be seen as an opportunity to make those negotiations about this agreement, Southern Common Market, Mercosur, and the European Union, to make those negotiations go forward. What do you think about that?
Well, I think we have a kind of advantage in Brazil that we can show with numbers that although the free trade agreement regimes and investor agreements have been advocating that in the absence of this kind of agreements, you won't have in the country any kind of foreign investment. So it's a threat to the economy, and the newspapers and corporate media push this forward every day in our hearings. But for the Brazilian model, you can see that we don't need those kinds of agreement that really give superpowers to corporations to allow any investments to happen. Brazil has been rejecting in the parliament for the last decade a lot of proposals of trade agreements with the state and investors' dispute settlement mechanisms. And because Brazil is in the Mercosur, Brazil has been the country not getting open for other negotiations with other blocs or other countries bilaterally, because making the priority to the Mercosur. So I believe at this point, when the Mercosur have to work together, there are concerns that Brazil and other countries keep the priority for regional integration and don't step in the traps that we know already very well in terms of the mechanisms included in those agreements with European Union and also with United States.
Okay, and at the same time, just to start finishing our interview, Lucia, but you mentioned before that very, very soon, in the first days of June, there will be this meeting in Geneva, in Switzerland, of the working group of the United Nations, which is working on the what will be an agreement in order to prevent corporations to keep violating human rights, a decision which was taken last year in Geneva. So I guess this opportunity also in Brussels for the social movements and organizations to start working on what they are going to do just in a few days after in Geneva, Lucia.
Yes, exactly, Jose. We see all these opportunities and struggles as part of a long-term process where we see the two sides of the same coin. Like at the same time, we are resisting and denouncing the architecture of impunity of transnational corporations given by those free trade regimes and agreements. At the same time, we are advocating and we are fighting for that human rights are put above all these corporate rights given by the architecture of impunity of corporations. So we hope to see starting a good process for a legally binding treaty to control transnational corporations and also to suit transnational corporations by their human rights violations and environmental crimes, ecocide, and systemic and systematic violations we have been seeing in the last decades by the corporations in the neoliberalism model. And we are very confident that since last year we have been building a lot of mobilizations. Also recently, just 2 weeks ago, we, after pushing in a collective way our government in Brazil, we had the news from the Itamaraty, that is the foreign affairs minister, that we will see Brazil as part of the Intergovernmental Working Group for building this treaty on TMCs and human rights. And we hope this step by Brazil is going to be followed by other countries like Chile, Argentina. We already have El Salvador on board. We have groups pushing for the position on other countries in Latin America like Costa Rica and others. And many groups in France of they are doing the same in their in other regions. And especially exposing some countries in the European Union trying to get corporations on board for this treaty, because as we see, the criminals cannot decide on their own sanctions when they violate human rights, when human rights are violated by corporations is in the opposite. So it's a place to be to negotiate this treaty only for states and for civil society and for those victims, for representative of community affected by transnational corporations, that should be taking part on these negotiations. And that is not a say, that is not a vote, that is not a place to be for us corporate. So we need all the measures we can to avoid corporate capture of the process of the treaty. And so we are exposing the role of European Union to work in the opposite direction. But we hope to have as many as people as we can in July, in the first week in Geneva, but before that to have people mobilized at the national level to push their government to jump in this process, for this process to really have a political will to go forward until the time we have not only a legally binding treaty, but an international court to judge corporations by their human rights violations and environmental crimes.
Okay, it was Lucia Ortiz, Friends of the Earth International's coordinator of the Economic Justice and Resisting Neoliberalism program. Lucia, you have been very kind. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jose.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.